begin on campus, where the UNC Board of Trustees passed a resolution last week asking to fast-track the creation of a new school called the School of Civic Life and Leadership. Supporters say it's meant to build on UNC's existing program on public discourse, encouraging civil discussions across ideological lines. But the proposal has drawn fire, not just for the idea itself, but also for the way it was introduced, as 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell explains.
UNC's Board of Trustees, which is made up of appointments from the statewide UNC system, has been discussing and examining free speech on campus for months. The group received results of a classroom free speech survey last August, which reported that many self-described conservative students don't feel as comfortable as their self-described liberal peers when discussing politics in academic settings. But the School of Civic Life and Leadership was first publicly mentioned by the board on January 26th, when Chair Dave Bullock said he was introducing a resolution advocating for its creation.
The school would create a space for free speech, a culture of civil and open inquiry in which we as a university and faculty members and other students would recognize members of political outgroups as friends to learn from rather than foes to vanquish. We will place the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill as a national leader on this important topic.
That resolution passed unanimously, with Bullock and Vice Chair John Pryor then contributing to an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal. Bullock also did an interview on Fox News, saying the potential school's 20 new dedicated faculty members would likely be those with, quote, right-of-center political ideologies. 4 days later, the UNC Faculty Executive Committee let its feelings about the resolution be heard. Chair of the faculty, Mimi Chapman, said she was, quote, flabbergasted when she heard the news, and said she spent the weekend hearing from similarly surprised or confused colleagues.
To me, this is a solution in search of a problem. I think the way it is happening and the content of what is happening is just deeply, deeply troubling. That's what I'm hearing from so many people.
UNC Provost Chris Clemens addressed the faculty during that meeting, saying he was unaware of the Board of Trustees' plans to bring a resolution forward for a vote. Clemens said the media appearances and statements given by board leadership, quote, don't reflect the position he was giving at this time about the school. The provost did say, however, that the idea for the School of Civic Life and Leadership came from his discussions with board members, and that he believes there is a problem of having constructive dialogue when there are disagreements.
Sometimes the norms of democracy can help, just as the norms of faculty governance will help us now. But intellectual knowledge of norms is useless if we don't actually practice and exercise them. We don't want to tell our future colleagues what they have to say. We want to equip our students to open their ears, find their voices. That is not a left issue. That is not a right issue. That is not a liberal issue. That is not a conservative issue. Rather than being about balance, the school is about claiming the vision of the university as a place that serves our students and our state with the most basic necessities for making our society and our democracy work.
Later in the committee meeting, Chapman responded by saying she believes a call for this kind of discourse in a separate school implies it's not already happening in UNC's classrooms. She said faculty take it as their work to create those spaces for discussion is considered not good enough.
I take issue with anybody's this is too strong a word, but it's the only one that comes to mind right now, assassination of our faculty's ability to help students have conversations about complicated topics in the classroom. I mean, that's why we're all here. We're all evaluated on our teaching on a regular basis.
Clemens confirmed during Monday's meeting that the General Education Oversight Committee, which is an elected board of faculty members, will ultimately decide whether to create the School of Civic Life and Leadership on UNC's campus. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Also on campus, another twist in the ongoing split between UNC and Pulitzer-winning alum Nicole Hannah-Jones, best known for the 1619 Project on the History of Race in America. Back in 2016, Hannah-Jones founded the Ida B. Wells Society for Investigative Reporting, an organization dedicated to supporting students of color as they study to be investigative journalists. That society has been based at UNC since 2019, but yesterday it was announced that it's going to be moving to Morehouse College in Atlanta. Relations between between Hannah Jones and UNC have been strained since 2021 when she signed on as a faculty member, but the Board of Trustees held up her tenure application. She ultimately turned down UNC's offer and went to Howard University instead. Over to public school news, the state Senate's health care committee signed off yesterday on a controversial education bill. Despite opposition from parents, teachers, and mental health experts who testified that it would harm LGBTQ students. This is Senate Bill 49, the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights, an 11-page bill that includes many non-controversial provisions, but also includes a provision banning teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues in early grades, and another provision requiring all schools to notify parents if students want to use different pronouns. That bill now heads to the Senate Rules Committee. That's the most prominent education bill currently before the General Assembly, but there are other issues facing the schools as well. WRAL reporting a new study from the State Department of Public Instruction found a 58% increase in teacher vacancies this past semester, more than 5,000 vacancies in all across the state, coupled with a decline in prospective teachers enrolling in education schools. The chair of the State Board of Education says the state could face serious consequences, direct quote, if they don't figure out a way to reverse those trends. We've also got education news on the local level today. Chapel Hill High School Principal Charles Blanchard announced yesterday that he is stepping down at the end of March after a nearly 30-year career in public education. Valerie Akins will take over as interim principal for the rest of the school year. In other local news, a downtown Chapel Hill business is getting set to close. DTH reporting Topo Distillery on West Franklin Street will have its final day on February 15th after more than 10 years in business. That does not affect Top of the Hill Restaurant at the corner of Franklin and Columbia. The restaurant will stay open. Meanwhile, officials in Durham, Orange, and Chatham counties have been teaming up to address local water needs by taking additional steps to tap into Jordan Lake. Their collaboration is called the Western Intake Partnership, and OWASA Executive Director Todd Taylor recently talked about it on 97.9 The Hill.
The Western Intake Partnership is a collaborative project between OWASA, the City of Durham, the Town of Pittsburgh, and Chatham County to locate a new water treatment facility on the western side of Jordan Lake. OWASA has held an allocation of water from Jordan Lake since the late 1980s, but we currently have no direct access to that water. We're making an initial investment in the planning and permitting work with the Western Intake Partnership to secure our access to our water from Jordan Lake. And that partnership is in the early stages right now, and we'll be discussing this endeavor with the board before any additional investment is made with that work. Looking at about 10 years, 8 to 10 years probably for actually the water treatment plant to be completed and actually operating.
That's Todd Taylor of OWASA speaking there. Get more details online at westernintakepartnership.com. Elsewhere, some good news for local nonprofits that do great work in our community. Officials with the Orange County Rape Crisis Center say they raised more than $110,000 at their holiday gala in December. That'll support them into this year. Officials at Book Harvest say they collected more than 65,000 book donations during their Dream Big Book Drive on MLK Day last month to distribute to local kids in the Triangle area. Book Harvest has been around for more than a decade. They're expecting to give out their 2 millionth book later this spring. And big congratulations to Nora Spencer, founder of Hope Renovations, which provides training for women in skilled trades. She just got honored as the Woman of the Year by the National Association of Home Builders at a national conference this week in Vegas. And finally, a welcome to Brittany Waddell, a UNC alum who just got named yesterday as the new planning director for the town of Chapel Hill. Waddell's coming over from Raleigh, where she's been serving as assistant planning director there. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. The Tar Heel women's basketball team kept their winning streak rolling last night, beating Virginia 73-62 at Carmichael Arena. UNC pulled away in the second quarter, had a 12-point halftime lead, and the Cavaliers never got closer than 8 after that. 5 Tar Heels scored in double figures, led by freshman Kayla McPherson, back in a big way from her long injury. She came off the bench and had 14 points to lead the way. Head coach Courtney Banghart on McPherson after after the game?
You know, she's a really impactful player. I knew what I was getting, and when we got her, I just, all these injuries, she's missed a lot of time. And the fact that she's so plug-in ready for this particular team at this point in the season, knowing offense and defense and how we operate, is really remarkable. Not that she's so good, it's that she's so good so fast. You know, and when everybody else is in mid-season form, she's just starting. So shows you how special the kid is. She's a little Ivory Latta-like with her motor and her enthusiasm. I think Carmichael's really going to love her.
That's head coach Courtney Banghart there. 8 wins in a row now for the Heels. They'll look to make it 9 in a row this Sunday on the road at Louisville. That's just one of many games on the calendar this weekend, beginning tonight with UNC wrestling at Pitt starting at 7. Tomorrow, UNC gymnastics is at Raleigh for a tri-meet with NC State and Western Michigan. Tar Heel men's tennis hosts Illinois on Saturday and TCU on Sunday. And the top-ranked UNC women's lacrosse team hosts Elon at a preseason exhibition match Saturday at noon. And, of course, the big game is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Tar Heel men's basketball team heads up to Durham to take on Duke. Both teams 7-4 in the ACC, tied for 6th in the conference standings. Carolina's looking to rebound from Wednesday's loss to Pitt, while the Blue Devils are on a 2-game winning streak following a narrow win over Wake Forest. Like Carolina, Duke hasn't quite lived up to their preseason expectations yet, but the Blue Devils are still undefeated this season at Cameron Indoor. Biggest battle of the night may be underneath the basket with two contenders for ACC Player of the Year, Carolina's Armando Bacot, we know about him, and 7-foot Duke freshman Kyle Filipowski. Tip-off time tomorrow night is 6:30. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill starting at 5 with Countdown to Tip-Off. Elsewhere in sports, UNC football head coach Mack Brown has signed another 1-year contract extension, taking him through the 2027 season. In baseball, the ACC preseason coaches poll is out. UNC picked to finish 3rd in the Coastal Division behind Miami and Virginia. Individual honors also for sophomore Vance Honeycutt and junior Alberto Osuna, named preseason All-Americans by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. Honeycutt made the first team, Osuna made the third team. And congrats to the UNC field hockey team. 9 Tar Heels earned all ACC academic honors. Those were just announced yesterday.